Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES. M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Making Moves. I am here with these two male models. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
What's up? Check it out.
What the fuck? I just got that.
All right. I got two podcasts, Lightweights and Male Models. Both of them are available everywhere.
Perfect. Anyway, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Yeah.
I'm
such a
huge fan.
Today, we're doing Lightweights and TK, and this is going to be the biggest collaboration of all time.
Mm-hmm. Biggest collab. Well, Joe's been on my show before, but like not since I rebranded.
I love that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was so much fun.
Also, Joe and I are like buds.
Yeah, how long have you guys known each other? It feels like you guys have a connection.
3 years.
Really?
I think so.
I think that's right. Both of you, I feel like I'm just going to be brutally honest here.
Please.
We are all kind of like second place people to a really high profile person, right? Can we agree that?
What does that mean?
At least Joe and I, we work for like a really high profile, big YouTuber person, right?
You know how I'm like David's
people.
Joe?
Oh, okay.
She's Alicia's Joe.
TK. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So like people will be like, oh my God, you work for Alicia to me. And people are like, oh my God, you work for David too. Probably, right?
Yeah. One of my favorite times, we were outside the Gucci store and these girls come up to Ilya and they go, oh my God, are you David Dobrik's friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, does that bother you at all? Or because it doesn't bother me?
Well, because the thing is, like, the only reason that people know me is because of David. So, I mean, if it was any other reason, then I'd be like bothered by it because, yeah. But no, people know me because of him. So I'm obviously it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Does like having so many eyes on you now because of another person kind of stress you out ever? Or do you not mind it?
No, I love it. I mean, I always say this, like, whenever we have someone recognize us, it's because of a like genuine connection or like a funny moment that made them laugh or made them feel good, right? So like it's always cool to like meet someone and know that like we made their day at one point.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And you
like,
kind of stood out in the video to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's
definitely
so
it, it feels really, really good. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think being recognized for that specifically is like the coolest thing.
Yeah, I feel like we need to make like a club or a group chat of all the people that are like second place to really big YouTubers.
I think we should.
Wouldn't that be kind of awesome? Yeah. And it's just like the second place squad.
Yeah, yeah, like B team.
B team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bench players.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. Okay, speaking of David and Alicia, what do you think, because this is all about like making moves, like boss moves and whatever. So I want to know, like, what value do you think both of you add to David's life, and I'll say Alicia, that you feel like he doesn't have and he needs?
You want to go first?
Moral support.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I like being a cheerleader. I like cheering
like
people on.
Like gassing him up?
Yeah, like you could do it. Oh, maybe go left instead of right. I don't know. Whether they take my advice or not, I always like being like background guy of trying to help out.
Like his soundboard in a way? Like when he bounces off ideas and stuff?
Yeah, like, oh, that's a really sick idea. What about this? No? Yeah, what about this? Oh, cool. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
I feel that. What about you?
I mean, kind of the same, but like I'm Dave's ride or die. So like,
yeah,
whatever
you've been there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, it's whatever he needs, like whatever he needs help with on a day to day or like in business, like I'm there for him. So
got
yeah.
it. I feel like Alicia is, I didn't realize this before I started working for her. She like loves me being around because I'm super outgoing and talkative and she's more introverted. And she loves like me, like when you came over, she's like, you handle that. And then like, I'll come in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she likes me, I don't know, bringing me to things because I think I'm the one that will like gas her up and be like, no, like they like you. Or like, I don't know. I think she gets social anxiety.
Oh,
and, like,
I have so much of it.
And I'm there to like calm her down and be like, because I don't overthink as much as she does. Or I don't know.
I love not doing anything. And Ilya loves doing everything. So
really?
I think that's why we work so well together too.
So are we probably more similar?
Yeah, yeah, I would say so, for
yeah,
sure.
Like, do you get social anxiety ever?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I get
really
so
either.
Stressed out going anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait,
what
that
do you,
surprises
wait, what do you mean
me.
Going anywhere?
Well, that's
like,
why I don't
to
like going
to the grocery store?
Or like, yeah, even the grocery store, too, yeah.
But
or
you
like
do,
going out.
But you do go places. What are you talking about?
It has to be on, like, my terms. Otherwise, if I get pushed out of my comfort zone, I don't like going.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, that's why you don't like hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever happened to Hot Tub Night, bro? What
you
the
never
fuck?
Text me either.
Bro, it was your idea.
But you should have texted me too.
I'm not your fucking girlfriend, bro. Just come over.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm like trying to like insert myself in this conversation.
You have to turn the hot tub on. I'm not just going to show up and then like, hey, is the hot tub on? You know?
But the hot tub's always on, my dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll come over tonight.
You guys have to. Yeah. I just found out on my, I live downtown and I live in like a.
Do you like it down there?
Yeah, I love
really?
It.
Really?
Uh-huh. You have to come over. I feel like you would like it.
I've been to one building down there, and, like, the building's dope, but the area that they were in was, like, eh.
It's, like, here's the thing. Anywhere walking around by yourself when you're a girl, like, is scary.
In downtown LA?
No, anywhere.
Oh, anywhere.
Just, like, anywhere. Like, I'm always, like, if I'm in a parking garage, like, I'm so alert and stuff. So I feel like I do go on, like, walks all the time, but I'm very alert.
At
yeah.
night?
No. Oh, my God.
During
I would
night.
Never. I wish. But my building, I just found out on the roof, there's a hot tub
what?
On the roof of the building.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have to come over. It's really
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
Did you go in it yet?
No. Oh. Alicia and I just discovered it. She's like, what the fuck?
Do you carry pepper spray?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to use it properly? Because if you don't, he can teach you.
Honestly, I don't. I've never used it.
The first time Ilya and I ever met, I bought pepper spray because I wanted to get pepper sprayed for one of David's videos. And then I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm, like, looking up videos online. I'm like, is your friend Ilya coming? He's like, yeah. Would he do it? He's like, yeah. It's like, okay, dope. So Ilya comes over, and he's like, yo, do you want to get pepper sprayed? And
Ilya's wait,
like,
you made him get pepper sprayed?
I didn't make him. He offered.
I didn't offer.
You offered.
No, I didn't. I was like, let me get fucking pepper sprayed.
You said you always wanted to.
That's not true. David said, can you get pepper sprayed? And it took some convincing for about 30 seconds. And then I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll do it. And I didn't realize that. It's like not mild pain. It's like severe fucking
shut
pain.
Up.
And who took care of you after? Huh?
I don't remember you. I don't even remember you there. To
are
be honest
you?
With you.
Oh, whatever.
Like,
wait, did you? And it was for your video.
No, it was for Dave's video.
Oh.
Long story short, David had Todd pepper spray me. It was like this prank. Uh-huh. Actually, speaking of women walking around in the park, it was the skit was like me like as a girl. in his backyard, and I was like, oh, I'm a girl.
I was the dude.
And Todd was the girl, and I was walking up to Todd, and I was like, hi, what's your name? Todd's like, pervert. He sprays me in the face. Like full on, like this close.
Literally like three
and at the very last second. And it's not a spray, like it's a linear, like fucking like.
Because you're not far away, so it doesn't spray out. This is like a liquid line.
So you kind of need to get close?
Well, to get the most effective people. Okay.
Yes, but anyways, I open my eye at the very last second, and it goes right into my fucking eye.
No.
Like, into my brain, yeah.
Wait, what?
It was, I'm not joking, like, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. For 30, like, a solid 30 minutes, it was the same exact pain. No. Like, the pain started dying down, and for like 2 hours it hurt.
Shout out, Big Five.
Like, okay, you know Johnny Knoxville from Jackass?
Yes.
So he was going through his worst 15 painful moments, and his number one was pepper spray. Yeah.
Wait,
so,
what?
Like, over breaking an arm, over breaking ribs, like, over all this shit, it was fucking pepper spray.
Okay, I have so many questions. What the is pepper spray? Like, actually,
I don't know. I actually don't know. What is it?
It's like the oils of the hottest peppers.
Oh, yeah, and you're not supposed to,
wait,
like...
dead ass?
Yeah,
is it?
But it's oil, so that's the thing. You can't, like, rub it out, because if you rub it, you're spreading it.
No, you're not supposed to water it out. You're supposed to, like, use paper towel or some sort of, like, dry component to get all the oil off.
And
what I did instead...
And it's actually from peppers.
We were like, go in the pool.
Yeah, so I spread it all over my face. Now it's on my fucking...
You're
now
kidding.
I'm not. It's on my arms. It's on my face. Like, my whole body's burning. It feels like I'm on fire. Honestly.
Burning?
Everything's burning. Yeah. I feel like I honestly thought I was going to fucking die.
And that's when we became best friends.
No, that's not... No. I'm telling you, he told me that he was the one that brought the pepper spray, like, 2 months ago.
Wow. Nice.
Hey, we're here.
When did the pain go away?
I'm not exaggerating, 2 hours.
Okay, and then could you see? Like,
I could see, but like my eyes were bloodshot.
Burning?
Yeah, like
a burning sensation?
Imagine you put like the hottest hot sauce on your finger and then you put it in your eye.
Fucking kidding.
And
me.
For 2 fucking hours and all over your face.
Oh my
God. I'm not even joking. If someone were to offer me $1 million, I would never do it.
If you had a suitcase for $500K right here,
dead
you
ass
do
no.
It.
Dead ass no. It's not worth the pain.
Dead ass
baloney.
No.
It's not worth the pain. It's
yeah,
just
it
not,
is.
No, it's not, bro.
For 2 hours of pain?
I wouldn't do it. I would not do it.
Oh my God. I hope someone's watching and they have the money and they just.
I don't care. I wouldn't do it. There's no way. You don't know what I experienced. I'm telling you.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Ask Danny Burke. Danny Burke's a fucking animal and he'll even tell you.
And then the next day, like, did it hurt at all or anything?
No.
That's pretty crazy.
It's crazy that I didn't go blind, honestly.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well. That's
someone was asking me about the stupidest thing I did the other day. We were in the hot tub. You weren't there. Someone asked
you spent a lot of time in the hot tub, huh?
Yeah, well, that's like our like daily or
nightly routine.
Yeah.
Nightly routine?
Yeah, for
what
like a couple
of
hours.
What is your night
routine? Well, I finish up with work like around 8:30, maybe 9, and then I go in the hot tub for like an hour, maybe smoke a cigarette. You know, that's it, and go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it? And you like cigs?
Recently, yeah.
Why?
I don't like smoke every day, but I don't like. I would never go out of my way. But if I'm in the hot tub, like I'll have a cigarette. I don't know. It's just like
it's
such.
Like the vibe.
Are you stressed out that I'm talking about cigarettes?
No, it's just funny. It's like this is my nightly routine. I don't do it every day.
No, I really don't smoke cigarettes every day. But like, we were just in Europe and people were smoking.
Well,
there.
I was gonna say, aren't you European?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like a thing, right?
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. But yeah, we were in Europe and people smoked there, and like I tried it. And I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. Because it's like you're drunk for 15 minutes. It gives you like a buzz.
Oh.
And if you don't do it all the time, it's every time like that. So like, especially when I'm trying to have like a conversation with somebody, it like gets me going, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you love the hot tub.
I was saying, we were in the hot tub the other night. You weren't there.
Oh, yeah.
The most painful thing or the stupidest thing
you
ever did?
Someone asked me the stupidest thing that I did.
In the hot tub?
No, not in... Well, okay. They asked me in the hot tub, but the stupidest thing I did in general. But, I answered something else. I should have answered pepper spray.
What did you say?
I answered that the stupidest thing that I've done on David's vlog was I jumped into Lake Michigan, like during March, and when it was like 40.
You're kidding.
When it was 45 degrees, and
aren't you from Michigan?
I'm from Indiana.
Indiana,
but like I'm a Midwest girly.
Yeah. So imagine that fucking that cold ass water.
Oh my God.
No, but listen. To make things worse, I jumped off. I didn't go to the beach and run into the water. I jumped off the cliff thingy.
No.
Yeah.
Like the sidewalk.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it was brutal.
Wait, did you hit anything like on the?
No, but I almost did because the waves were like massive. There was a ladder. Luckily.
Okay.
Yeah, did you see the waves and the ladder?
Before?
I did see the ladder. I didn't see the waves, okay. But I jumped in the water and I couldn't breathe because it was so cold. It was such a shock to your body. So I was like, right when I jumped in, I was like, and
did
I couldn't
breathe.
Did
you go by yourself?
Huh?
By yourself?
Yeah. I jumped in by myself.
Dude,
it was fucking brutal. It was the stupidest thing because I could have easily drowned. Like, I could have easily not gotten back to the ladder.
I couldn't do that.
You're insane.
Even for a video.
Yeah. I mean, I was drunk and I was like,
wait, I don't remember that.
Well, you weren't there.
I watched the videos.
Oh, well, that was like, yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was in my youth.
Okay, well, you
month,
guys...
1 month ago.
I don't do that stuff anymore.
No, I really wouldn't do that shit anymore. I really wouldn't.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
Bullshit!
If I was really fucked up, maybe, but...
I want to see you drunk, because I know you don't drink, really.
No, I typically don't, no.
But I want to see you drunk.
When I do, it's like...
Bananas.
Fucking game over. Yeah. It's game over. And, like, I have such a fun time, and I, like, bring... like. I don't like mean to toot my own horn, but I bring everyone's mood up because people are like, oh, fuck yeah, Ilya's drinking, you know what I mean?
And you don't really drink either, Joe.
No, I'm pretty fun, though.
Why?
Yeah, when Joe and I get drunk together, though, it's only happened one time, but it's so fun.
No, wait, it's happened multiple times.
Why, like, why don't you guys
It's happened one time.
Zane's
why
birthday?
Don't you like to drink?
Zane's birthday.
Because I like going all out. So, like, if I'm drinking, I want
like, to
like,
be
black
drunk,
out.
Like blacked
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
And
me
then
too.
It, like, ruins the next day, and, like, it's just too much.
Like, you don't like being tipsy?
No, not at all.
That's why I'd rather smoke a cigarette, because it gets you... Have you ever tried?
Well, I've tried a cigarette once when I was drunk, and I did not like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
I just, like, felt like it made my
Bye,
breath
Ilya.
Smell.
He's leaving.
No, it definitely does make you smell bad, but...
Yeah, like, I just felt kind of grimy. Did you not feel grimy?
Yeah, I do, but I kind of like it. I don't know.
I like being dirty.
But I don't understand why you don't like getting tipsy. Like, that's the best part about getting drunk.
I just don't like the taste of liquor or alcohol.
Oh.
I fucking hate beer. Hate beer. If someone offers me a beer every time for the first two sips, I'm like, this is great. And then I'm like, wait, never mind.
You're
I fucking
like,
hate this. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about, have you tried like tequila or vodka with water and then you put Crystal Light? So it tastes like lemonade?
No.
I need to try that for y'all.
No.
It's good. It tastes like, it doesn't taste like alcohol.
Wine, like really sweet wine I fuck with. Like if wine, like sometimes if wine isn't sweet enough, I like add brown sugar.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
He does crazy things. He eats like lemons whole. What else do you do? You do weird stuff.
I don't know what else.
Such he's an like interesting dude.
Lemons with skin. Like you look over and he's like peeing in the corner. He's really interesting.
I don't do that.
Wait, okay, I want to talk about.
You in the hot tub because you didn't want to get the floor wet the other night? I wasn't there, but I'm telling it like I was.
No, I didn't.
I thought that was you.
I shat on the grass?
Whoa. I thought that was you.
No one shat on the grass, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, because they didn't want to get the floors wet inside the house? Oh, I thought that was you.
Shit, like someone took a shit on the turf?
Yeah, I thought that was you. This whole time, I thought it was you.
Why would I take a shit on my own turf?
I don't know.
No, why have you done all those other things you just talked about?
Well, hold on a second. That's so fucked up. Who did that?
Someone told me you did.
Who?
I'm
honestly,
not going to say their name.
Who the fuck told you that I shit on my own lawn?
I heard that the other day.
You did, right?
Yeah. Zane told me.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
David told me.
I'm calling David. That's fucked up.
Don't call him.
No, I'm calling. Shut up. I'm calling him.
He does this.
Why do you always do this?
Because I want to clear shit up.
He's like, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, you're on speaker. There's a couple of people in the room. Question.
Let him know he's on a podcast.
Well, you're on a podcast. You told Joe that I shat on your turf the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why would you tell Joe that I took a shit on your turf when I didn't?
I mean, I was definitely kidding.
Oh, I thought you were serious. This whole time, I thought he actually did it.
I was just talking about how you took a shit before you entered the hot tub, and it was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, he did it right by that tree.
okay, thanks for clearing that up. I'll see you.
Okay,
Yeah, that is also like not courtesy for the hot tub rules. You don't take a poop right before you go in the hot tub. That's why I don't come in
your
hot tub.
That's a little sus.
Yeah, okay, hold on super a second. Sus. Because I go under. I like.
Oh, you swimming. Go under?
Of course. You want to get your whole hair wet.
Listen, it's I know like a whole experience. I know it's a little fucked up, but after I did that one time, I did take a shower and then entered the hot tub.
Baloney.
Dead ass.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Okay, I want to talk because you guys are, I feel like, secretive businessmen. Like, you guys are, I feel like on the internet, people don't know how hard you work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes he has to answer a few emails and sometimes I have to put in the grind.
Stop. Okay, you had a plumbing business.
Yes.
And are you still affiliated with it? Not much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not as much as I used to be.
But
yeah.
It's like, does really forking well.
Yeah, it does okay.
You're now running Dobrix.
He's being humble. It does great.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no, I watched the Graham Stephan podcast.
Nice.
Yeah!
I know how much you made in a year.
You told everybody.
All right.
Okay, you run Dobrix.
I'm like, well, I guess then, I guess.
Listen to me.
Really? Sorry,
you sorry, run sorry. Dobrix.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Are you in charge of everything with Dobrix?
Yes.
Like, you're the head guy.
Yes.
That is a beast of, like, a thing to do.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited because I'm a hoe for pizza.
Oh, my God, you're going to love it.
Favorite pizza place here, go.
Oh, I love Purgatory.
Oh, I never had it.
You haven't?
No, I like Pitfire Pizza.
Yes, you told me to have it. Mm-hmm. Remember, during quarantine, I would text Joe and I'd be like, what should I like Postmate for food today? Because he knows all the good food spots in like the valley. But yeah, so I love Pitfire. And I also do like Joe's pizza, like the slice.
Yeah, for like a standard delicious pizza. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? What is it going to be like? Thin crust? Can you give us any like secrets about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have two styles. We'll have one that's kind of like a
Chicago.
It's not Chicago. Okay. I actually don't like deep dish.
Really?
I it's like a casserole. I hate it.
It is. Like I like it when I'm in Chicago, like once every year or something. But I don't order it.
My personal favorite pizza is like really really thin crackery crust.
Thin's my
favorite. It's like
too.
You can like fucking eat the whole thing. You know what I mean? That's going to be one style. It's our Chicago Tavern style pizza, okay. Right? Where it's like the thin crust.
Really thin.
Yeah. And then our second style, which is called the Doughy Dobrik. Is going to be this like thicker, like almost like focaccia bread.
Like thick with two C's.
It's like very like fluffy, thick. Think of like almost Detroit style, a little bit thicker, but round.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. So like. It'll be like a normal pizza slice, but really thick, not squares.
Yes, not squares.
Got it.
Yeah, and we've been working on the recipe for over a year, probably a year and a half, and like we've done a ton of tastings, and what we've come up with is like we think pretty incredible, and like we're really proud of it.
Wow,
and
we're really excited. I cannot wait to taste test it.
It's really funny because if people like cut these clips of you talking serious business, they're gonna have that video of you wearing the shirt.
That's really funny.
Because I like watch like old Mark Cuban clips and like old clips of like other speakers. And like, this is yours.
So, are you going to have multiple toppings?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah? We'll other than the standard like pepperoni, sausage.
We're having something really cool on the pizza. I don't want to say it yet.
Okay, so juicy toppings.
Yes, but there's like this one component that I think will like really change how it's perceived. And
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool.
So my favorite pizza spot back in Indiana, I'm from Bloomington where IU is. I don't know if you're familiar. So
my ex-girlfriend went there.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Cool. So yeah, it's...
He always brings her up.
It's called Pizza X. And what's cool is that it's on a college campus, but it'll also like deliver to like the suburbs and neighborhoods where like families are. But if you order it when you're on campus, they deliver with condoms.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So when I was in high school, we were like, we hope we get the one with condoms because it was like cool.
Wait, yeah. Do you know of a restaurant called Campus Craves or something like that? It's like a dessert place on Indiana's campus.
Uh-uh.
No?
But there's a big pizza place called Mother Bears. I don't know. I'm sure your ex knows.
Yeah, I don't know.
An excuse to text your ex.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, I met this girl.
I actually did text her about that. But.
Did you have Abbot Kinney pizza?
Mm-mm.
They're really good.
No, you told me to have it, right?
The salad pizza?
Yes, I want to try it.
It's so good.
Okay. So Dobrik's. And then the other thing is your forte, right?
Whoa.
Wait, am I not allowed to say that?
We changed the name.
Oh, you did?
It is Zila.
We changed
It is?
Yeah, so we changed the name to Zila,
okay.
Which means strength in Russian.
Why did you change it?
Because we couldn't get Forte trademarked.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Beat. I
yeah.
hate that.
And I really did love Forte, but I kind of let go of that, and now it's Zila.
So. Zila and its proteins, and eventually you want to do activewear, correct?
Yes, so right now we're launching early March. It's going to be protein, pre-workout, and apple cider vinegar.
Whoa!
Yeah, so the cool thing, what I'm really excited about is our pre-workout. We have this cool thing like where we added a fat-burning substance in the pre-workout.
Oh,
so
love that.
So while you're working out, you're burning more fat, and you don't have to take like a separate pill.
Copy. That's cool.
You know what I mean? So it's like all integrated.
So is my face going to itch if I have the pre-workout? Does that ever happen to you?
No. That's the other cool thing. So what?
I posted literally on my story. I was like, why is my face itching? Because I had pre-workout the other day.
What that substance is, what that ingredient is called beta-alanine.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically...
was like, no,
we're not having that. Yeah.
Why do some people put that in? Because everybody hates it. I feel like it's universally hated.
Because some people actually do like it, and they like the feeling of like fucking...
itching on their skin?
It's like, yeah, it's like a mental thing.
It's equivalent of like, do you ever see The Mummy?
Yes.
When those cockroaches go inside
God,
your skin?
Yeah.
Literally what it feels like.
I feel on the ride. I like have to close my eyes.
Yes!
Because I'm like, whoa!
Yeah. So, no, we won't have that.
See, if I'm still in my forking apartment and I'm itching, I'm like, get your ass to the gym because I'm like going bananas because least when I'm itching and like running, it feels better.
Yeah.
That's totally. When I know I need to be at. I'm like procrastinating.
Well, that's like part of it. Like it makes you like want to get up and go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you're just sitting there and you're just like fucking, you know, itching, you're going to be like, what's going on?
Totally.
But if you're doing something, it makes it better.
So what's the ranking in your head of like importance of your businesses?
Like, which one is most important?
Mm-hmm. I have two questions, actually. What's the ranking, like first, second, third of most important. And then I want to know what makes the most money versus what's most important.
Lightweights. It's a tough question because, like, they're all equally important in their own right.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to give a PR answer.
Like, no, I honestly, even if you were asking me off camera, I wouldn't be able to say like Dobrik's is more important than Zila or
but
whatever.
But right now, today, like, what's the most important thing for you to work on today?
Dobrik's.
Because it's probably going to launch like relatively soon, right?
Yeah. Well, Zila's going to launch in March.
Shut up.
Yeah, and Dobrik's is going to launch like maybe July, August, between July, August, and September. But they're such polar opposite businesses that like it's hard to say which one is more important. Like Zila is more like a passion, you know what I mean? Dobrik's is more like it's also a passion, but it's like it's more like I don't know, it's just a more scalable concept. So
what's harder?
And both are equally hard.
Really?
Yeah, because they both have their like they both have their negatives, I guess. Their
pros
cons.
And cons.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you feel like is one trait that every successful business owner all have in common?
And this is going to sound like really cheesy, but
it's okay.
Never giving up. Like
yeah, being like relentless, your biggest cheerleader.
Totally. Yeah, cuz like you're going to fail if you don't fail then you're doing something wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the shirt. And like this TikTok.
Elliot delivering the most motivational speaking advice ever.
People are like crying, but they're like, oh, the shirt.
I agree. Okay.
Anyway, long story short, like you're going to fail. And if you think that you're not going to fail, you're wrong because you most likely are.
Okay. I love that. I'm really impressed by you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like you don't get enough credit for like all the shit you're doing.
Well, hopefully when all this launches, that'll change. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not looking for credit. You know, I'm just looking to like.
Yeah, but it's still. I'm looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. But I'm just looking to like to hit my goals, to make my family happy, make my friends happy, you know?
I love that. Like, if you ever need someone to taste test pizza or pre-workout, I'll do
hell
it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'll let you know when Zila's out. Yeah.
Joe is also, I feel like, way smarter than people make him out to be.
Thanks.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like influencers have a bad rep. You know, or people in the industry.
Yeah. You also, I feel like you almost have to like hide it because you got to be known for like one thing.
Yeah, you're really interesting with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're very specific with that. So, okay, you own properties. You have what? Did you sell the Arizona place?
Not yet.
Not yet. I
in
heard
a
on
few
the podcast
months.
You were thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have two other ones?
I have the place that I'm in now, and then I have a condo in Arizona, too. And the condo is for people visiting the hospital over there. But there's also a really good business of having a condo for traveling nurses, which I'm trying to get into.
Oh, I actually know a bunch of traveling nurses.
Yeah, because they go for like months at a time.
Yeah.
And like, I like the condos better than a house because the condo, you have one person staying for multiple months that are like taking care of the place.
So it's not like one weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We're like eight people. I saw one like Ring clip of like eight people come in with like cases of beer, like in and out at like 3, 4, 5 a.m. I'm like, fuck. And it's just stressing me.
Dude, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what you felt at that moment.
Dude, I'm laying in bed. I'm just like, I can't focus on anything else other than just hitting this Ring app.
Because me, I'd be like, hell yeah, having a good time.
Yeah. All I'm thinking about is like, there's going to be a hole in the wall. I'm going to have to repair the roof. Something's going to happen. Like,
but wouldn't they pay for that?
Yeah, don't you take a security deposit?
Yeah, but it's also just like a hassle and like stressful.
Yeah,
it's
a pain in your ass.
Yeah, I don't like dealing with stuff that like, if there's like a road like a little bit longer, but it's like smoother to travel on, I'd rather go on that.
Got it.
And like at the end of the day,
you almost need
too,
someone to run the properties for
right,
you.
Right, which I have.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but awesome. It's also just more profitable doing the condo than the house.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, but.
That is interesting.
Because it's cheaper.
Okay, you also have your YouTube channel that's very successful.
Yes, thank you. All thanks to my friend Ilya.
Well, not all of it.
Most of it.
And your two podcasts.
She's like, you guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, the podcast. I also have the second channel. I want to get that going again.
Yes, what the heck?
I know.
You
off
need
more
to
Joe.
More.
I'm trying. Well, it's so hard.
Yeah, I know, but you would be such a good vlogger. And there's
I
so much of your
vlogs.
Life you don't show.
I know.
Like, you don't have to be with your friends to vlog.
I need to get past that because, like,
You should come with Alicia and I for a day and just watch her vlog.
Because she vlogs a lot by herself.
I vlog all the time by myself, too.
I don't know. I just feel like... I mean, obviously, people love it. I have to get past the hurdle. Once, like, if I'm forced into a corner to do something, then I'll do, like, great at it, and I just need to be forced in that corner.
Yeah. We need to get you an editor, though.
Second channel?
Yeah.
Or main channel?
Second channel.
I think it's too distant from my main channel to do a vlog by myself like that.
What?
I don't know. Our friend Jason did a vlog of like him running on the beach, and people loved it. It didn't perform that well, but people loved it. And yeah. I want to do that.
I think you just need to train your like that's a whole separate audience that you could like gain.
Yeah,
that wouldn't watch maybe the mukbangs.
Well, because I do like 9 things in a day, so I know I'd be able to like make it interesting because it'd be bouncing around a lot. But
You should literally. Have you ever watched one of my probably not one of my like work week in my life vlogs?
No, I will though.
You should.
Okay.
Because I'm like doing 80 million things, and I just pick up the camera when I can. And I don't think about the title and thumbnail, and I just like film, and then I piece it all together and make it from there.
Yeah,
okay. Like I don't shoot to edit when I'm vlogging. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But like when I'm doing a concept video, I'll shoot to edit.
When I just started watching YouTube videos on the TV, and it's such a different and fun experience.
Wait, you just started that?
I always watched on my phone up until like 2 weeks ago. I started watching on TV. I'm like, this looks like clear shit, great quality audio.
Shut
like,
up.
This is fun. Yeah.
Who are your favorite YouTubers?
I like Vlog Creations, Ross.
I have no idea who that is. You've told me about them before.
He's in Florida. He's really fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I found his video in the algorithm. He did sneaking hot dogs into people's pockets, and he was in the supermarket.
I've seen that.
And he put hot dogs in people's pockets. And like it's just like quirky, like
yeah,
humor,
Joe
like
humor.
1000%, yeah.
Do you watch YouTube at all?
No, I don't really watch YouTube.
Do you watch shows?
No, I sometimes like. I've only watched like 3 shows in my entire life, like from start to finish.
The 100.
The 100 is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know The 100?
My brother has watched it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
The 100.
He loves it.
Entourage, Breaking Bad.
It's like my favorite show.
So good.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad. And then most recently, I just finished Drive to Survive, the F1.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's so good. If you're like into cars and racing.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah.
But Alicia, you need to meet Alicia.
Yeah.
She.
I think I have met her, no?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, maybe I haven't.
She or her and I want to make or write a show maybe one day that's kind of like the entourage of like influencer world.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be so interesting?
Yeah. I feel like Facebook would back it.
Yeah. Or someone like that.
Yeah, if you guys like did it right, it'd be really fun.
Also, like
cool.
I know you guys, I feel like know guys on YouTube. Like girls are fucking crazy. Like
why?
influencer girlies.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like the shit that, because Alicia's been on the platform for like, I want to say 13 years, so she knows a lot of stuff.
Did she hop on when it first started?
YouTube?
Yeah.
I think kind of. Yeah. She started off as like School Alicia.
Yeah.
Or like makeup, and then she became School Alicia, which is like she made every back to school video ever.
In high school? Or college?
High school and college.
Back
she was
to
making
school,
them.
What does that mean?
Like, get ready with me. This is what I'm wearing this week. This is what we
like,
can get
how,
for the fall
like,
season.
Like, how to make friends your first day of school. Like, stuff like that. Or, like, my school supplies haul. Like, things like that. And she was, like, that bitch on YouTube for school
did
stuff.
You guys ever get excited when you would buy school supplies?
Oh, my gosh. It was the best.
Yeah. It was a fresh start that was just going to fail anyway.
I love that shit, man.
I also loved buying, like, I would be like, Mom, I need the colored pencils. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember how to fight for the 64-pack of crayons. Mom was like, ooh. You're good with 24. I'm like, I want 64.
Dude, yes.
With
me
the
too.
Sharpener in the side?
Oh, that otherwise you were a freaking loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's so funny how there was already this, like, fucking... what is it called? Like
popularity?
Yeah, there's like popularity
with
contest
who has
with
the coolest crayons.
And then the girl next to you has like 256. Ugh.
I mean, if you had 64 crayons, if you had the 64 pack, I want to be your friend. Like bottom line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it was like a big
I want to know
block.
Who you are.
Who's that Derek kid in the corner?
Wait, were you guys a Crayola guy? Or what's the other one called? That was like not as good.
Nah,
it didn't like
that
draw
yeah,
that
what's
well.
What's the other one?
Nah.
Yeah, don't even give them the credit.
They always broke, the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
The crayons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead. Okay, I have a crazy story to ask you guys about. So yesterday I was on set and we had this photographer and I was, you know, talking to him because I love talking to people. I'm like, you know, what do you who do you shoot for? Who's your dream client? Yada, yada. And he's like, yeah, recently I've been shooting OnlyFans. Like, I've had an OnlyFans client.
That was my business idea years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was like, you're shooting. He's like, yeah, I got hired to shoot for an OnlyFans agency. And I was like, oh, no way. Like, I'm thinking they're in lingerie or whatever. He was like, I was like, are they fully nude? He's like, yeah, sometimes. And I was like, is that not awkward? He's like, yeah, sometimes. But like, if they're like comfortable, it's not that awkward. And I was like, okay, that really interesting. I keep asking him questions. And he was like, I will say, I was like, you got any crazy stories? He's like, I will say, I just have to ask, have you ever heard of a fluffer?
Yeah.
No.
My boy Ilya.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, my boy Ilya.
No. Okay.
You know, he's got a fluffer. Prep. Yeah.
Yes. So he goes, he proceeds to go, yeah, I had this guy on set the other day and I was like shooting him. And
something your asshole, I assume, right?
No, all of a sudden they bring the fluffer in. He's like, I need the fluffer. And I'm like, what
for
the
an
fuck
only
is a fluffer? And a fluffer is a girl that comes, or I guess it could be a guy.
Oh, gets you hard?
And yes, gets you hard for the OnlyFans shit.
Oh, yeah, someone, this is like a year ago.
He's like, I do that.
Oh, yeah! So someone told me, like, I don't know why, I had my underwear on, and I touched my dick for whatever reason. And Mike, my buddy from my hometown, he's like, oh, why are you fluffing? And that's the first time I heard that term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, but I was like, oh, like, you know, does she just come and, like, touch it or whatever? And no, they, like, she blows him. She blew him.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, this could like, not be normal.
Wait, what? Hold on a second. And he didn't come?
I don't know. I didn't ask that many questions.
Well, I assume that he would have to stay hard, at, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. All I know is that
let's call and find out.
All I know is
you can't set Ilya like up like this and then just not finish the story.
Yeah, because I'm gonna look it up or call somebody. What happens after the blowjob?
Get on the story.
He was shooting OnlyFans and he needed to get hard, so the girl came in, blew him, and then he just needed to stay hard for a while for the photo shoot.
Can you imagine, like, the guys on set, like, between shots, the girl's, like, eating Doritos?
She accidentally eats a spicy one, like, oh, fuck.
Hot Cheetos! Is that bananas? And he said that's when I was, like, trying not to laugh, or, like, I got uncomfortable as a photographer.
Yeah.
Like, because all of a sudden the fluffer comes in, and he's like, whoa, like, I did not sign up to, like, watch OnlyFans in real life. I just wanted to take the photos of, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
right. Isn't that crazy?
I always just thought it was such a great business model, because you're, like, shooting for one girl who's making so much money, or guy, and, like, obviously they're going to be
like
able to pay you.
Oh, you get a percentage or something?
A percentage, or they just, like, pay your rate. And it's just, like, you go home, edit the photos, and then you're done.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's a crazy business.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Do you, either of you have an OnlyFans account to, like, subscribe to people?
Hell
you
do? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
No. No.
You really don't?
No.
Oh, you just use my login?
Yeah. Wait, so
haven't you noticed all your charges?
Explain to me what it's like. Like, do you subscribe to certain people and you pay for, like, certain things, or what's the deal?
Yeah, so, like, you can subscribe monthly. And then,
is that what you do?
Yeah, to some people. Some people are free. So, I mean, it works different ways. You can subscribe monthly, and then that person sends you, like, a photo that you can then unlock for extra, or it's a free account, and then that person sends you a photo that you can unlock for
extra. What was the most you ever paid?
Yeah.
To unlock something?
$100.
Was it worth it right after?
Fuck no.
You always get upset.
I forgot who the girl's name was.
Was it what she advertised?
Well, no, I thought she was going to be nude. Oh. And she's just like a more like sexy like position. And I was like,
you paid $100 for that?
Yeah, dude, I was so pissed off. I honestly like stopped what I was doing. I was like, fuck this shit. And yeah, I forgot who it was.
Has that happened multiple times? Or just like that one?
Yes, multiple times for sure.
So you don't learn your lesson after the first one?
I've only done it twice. And after that, I've learned my lesson.
Well, and then don't they describe it? They're like, don't they describe like very sexy photo yeah, to unlock?
They're
like,
loose with it, right?
Yeah, it could
like
go either
vague?
Way. Yeah, it's very vague. It could go either way. It's like click to see something extra. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Like, you're like, what is that?
I'm like, click.
All right, great. Yeah, it fucking
I love extra.
Hooked me right in, yeah. This doesn't take much to convince me. So, yeah.
How much do you spend a month on it?
I've, like, toned it down.
What was your
peak? Yeah, what was, like, your highest paying month?
Like, $1,000.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone, like, none of my guy friends, or they claim that they don't use OnlyFans. They're like, we just use other.
I mean, here's the thing, like, I don't know.
What?
Finish your thought.
No, I actually don't even know how to say it, honestly.
They're lying.
No. I was just going to say, like, it's just, like, so interesting to see, like, girls that you see online that aren't porn stars.
Post that?
Post that, yeah. So, oh. like, that's why it's, like, more intriguing than... Because, like, a porn star is a porn star. Like, you can go get that shit for free. Got it. Like, it's, like... It's more...
It's more of, like, paying for their Patreon to get more content.
Yeah. Something like that.
Do you think it'll stay around for a while?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll ever transition into more than just nudes? Or does it have that stigma and that's where it's going to stay?
Wait, OnlyFans?
Yeah.
OnlyFans is porn, too.
No, I know, but like they also were trying to transition it to like other stuff.
Like I think they even reached out maybe to, I don't know, my management team or someone.
They hit
like,
me up.
Yeah. And they like want like a creator like me to like post like extra vlogs on there. I'm like, no one's going to, you know what
no
I mean?
Way.
Yeah,
no one is ever going to do that shit.
I don't think so.
It's not, it's stuck. That's like OnlyFans is like.
I mean, unless they.
Yeah, they're trying to make it not have its bad rep.
Right.
But I don't think it ever will.
Yeah, unless they don't allow, unless they start like. Unless they start saying you can't be posting nudes and you can't go nude, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which then everyone will push back. So unless they do that, it's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they have to set limitations on their own app, which they're not going to do.
He has his pizza recipes on OnlyFans, actually.
See that?
Yeah, you can download them for $5.
Would you ever start an OnlyFans?
No. No.
Why?
Because
I wouldn't.
Because... I would want to go like all out, and I just obviously can't do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But
you know, group stuff.
Yeah, right.
I'd want to go all out.
But I will say, like, what I would want to do, and this sounds kind of fucking weird, but like eventually, like after like I prove that like I know what I'm doing in the business world, it'd be really cool. This is gonna sound insane. It'd be really cool to have like a sex tape, but like a really, really like good one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Can you take off my shirt?
Wait, do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I do. I do know
what
you mean.
Like, with a really, really hot girl, and, like, it's something that you watch, and it doesn't even have to be, like, porn is, like, really, like, raunchy. Like, mm-hmm. This would be, like, sexy. Do you know what I mean?
Like Jay Alvarez.
Yes.
I could film it.
Yeah, Joe could film it. And I could get the BTS of Joe.
Oh my God. All right. So you already have the crew.
Yeah, you already have the cast and crew.
All right. Let's do it next week.
Well, yeah. We don't have the cast yet. Unless you want to go solo.
We need to go get the coconut oil. That was like the hit of the Jay Alvarez video.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Jay Alvarez video?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of that?
That was great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I only watched parts of it. I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I was really intrigued.
Have you watched parts of it and don't watch it? It's fucking a minute and a half.
Because I don't know him too. So I was just like, whatever.
I don't know him either.
I feel like it blew up because of TikTok. Like, everyone was talking about it on TikTok.
But also because that was, like, his, like, whole shtick. I never, like, got into him even when he was, like, posting those travel things.
Yeah, I feel you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, well, speaking of, I guess, OnlyFans, let's talk about dating a little. What do you guys think about, what's your type? I know you like boobs.
Alive.
Heartbeat. Not kidding.
No, he likes boobs. You told me.
I do like boobs.
butts are cool too.
I do like boobs.
But I'm okay. Here's a question. Like, boobs or ass? Definitely boobs. But I'm like, I don't have a type. Like, I really don't. Like,
okay.
If you put a girl in front of me and like she was my type, quote unquote, which is, I guess, like Latina, big boobs, like cute.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a girl that like is really, really pretty and not Latina, then I just choose the girl that's prettier. You know what I mean? Or like, in my opinion, prettier.
But you don't have like a specific, like, I need a blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't need anything. Like, it's
what
just
about
like whatever.
Non-physical traits? Like, do you have a type in that regard? Like, you're like, I would like someone that is into this?
Like, to date?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's like a really tough question. I've never figured that out, honestly. That's why I don't date, because, like, I just don't know.
Do you go on dates?
No.
Have you ever been on a date? Like, in LA?
In LA? Yeah. Like, once or twice. But not, like, a date where I'm, like, trying to, like...
Are you on dating apps?
No.
Why?
Not even to look?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just not good at it.
Do you not want to go on dates?
No, I'm not good at it. Like, I'm just not good at talking to girls. Fucking terrible at it.
He went on a date.
What? I feel like you would be good at it.
No, I'm terrible at it.
He did a video with our friend going on a date, and you weren't bad at it.
No, dude, that was
you
so...
You just seemed uninterested.
Wait, well, I should set him up.
Yeah.
I'm good at setting people up.
No, don't do that. I'm telling you, I'm terrible at dates.
You just gotta send her over to the house, and if a girl wants to hang out...
Okay.
I'm down for
you
that.
You like an activity date, like let's go putt-putt or something like that.
No. Not necessarily. Like,
does it make you nervous to, like, go to dinner?
I don't know how to say this correctly.
I don't know how to be politically correct right now.
You just like hanging out, like watching a movie, Netflix, and chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, you know, hot tub or, you know.
Okay.
Honestly.
On first date?
Honestly, even like drive around. Like, that's
okay.
Cool.
Okay. I like that idea, driving around.
Yeah.
Driving around's good because it's not too intimate because you both are like facing forward.
Yeah.
Do you
like,
know what I mean?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a girl coming over and like hooking up the first night. Like, it doesn't have to be that. But like, I just fucking hate like, it just like puts, like, I honestly don't think that there's anything to like talk about. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds fucked up. But like, for me to
you seem like a deep guy. Like, you don't enjoy small talk that much.
No, I don't. I fucking hate
small
talk.
Well, that's why you don't like dating.
I fucking hate small talk. Like,
that's why you don't like
dating.
It's
the worst. And like, I don't, like, you can, people small talk all the time. And it's like, it's whatever, but it's just not for me.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I just like getting to the point. I don't know what it is, but like, I just don't like, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, though, it grinds my gears that you don't go on dates because I'm like, you have so many hot girls in LA. Like, it's so hard to find, like, normal dudes in LA.
Yeah, well.
For girls.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day.
I'm so excited to see the girl that, like, breaks him down and he's like, yes.
I know.
I know, me too, man. Me too. But I don't know. That's going to be much harder than you think. Like, much harder to find.
I'll try my best.
Because, like, you got to understand, like, this person, if she's going to be my girlfriend, like, she has to understand, like, my work schedule. She's got to understand my, like...
Well, of course.
Like, everything.
You're
like,
busy
and,
guy.
And she has to, like help me, like, grow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like...
Make you better.
Yeah, make me better. Otherwise, like, you know, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, I get that. Do you feel like... I have a question. Like, this is me asking you for dating advice. There's this guy that I've been talking to, or I'll talk to guys, like, on... Whether it's text or like DM.
Are you on all the apps?
Apps. Yeah, I'm on a few apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dilly dally. But like the thing I hate about the apps is I feel like I'll match. Like I like swiping and matching. And then when we have to talk, I'm like, I fucking hate talking like via text so much. I'm like, ask me out on a date. And that's my problem is I feel like I want to be asked on a date. I don't want to be the one to ask. But I'm like, how do we get this moving?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever matched with anyone cool on Raya?
I'm like an athlete girly, so yeah, athletes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to say their name.
No.
It's all good.
Baseballers?
No, I'm more of like a football, basketball. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. I have done baseball, but like I'm not as into it. I just love football and basketball. Like
right.
I grew up around it.
Right.
So I know more about it. I don't know. I don't think I've maybe like a musician or two, but nothing, no one crazy. I know... One of my friends have, like, a few of my friends have matched with, like, crazy celebrities. Have you guys ever seen any crazy celebrities on Raya?
Do
you
use it? Raya, no.
You don't use it?
I know one of our friends was a big singer. They never met, though, but...
Yeah. It's kind of fun. Like, it's kind of... But, like, what advice would you give for a girl if you're, like, texting someone and you want them to ask you out or, like, to hang out? Like, how do you get them to without asking yourself? Or is it... Would it be weird if I was like, let's hang out?
No.
No.
Not at all. I think,
like right to the point.
Yeah, yeah. Girls like need to understand that like you guys got to be more fucking like open.
Forward.
Yeah, it's like I always talk about this like there's a stupid fucking game that's been around and it's just like why are we playing it, dude? It's so fucking annoying.
So you think if I was just like let's hang out sometime or something like that, it wouldn't be weird?
No, and it's like it's not like I think that why girls don't do it is cuz they think that when they say that they're making guys think that they want to fuck immediately, which is like not true. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? So like if a girl says that and like a guy if it's a normal guy, they'll perceive it as, okay, let's hang out, like whatever, let's just hang out. Let's see where it goes. Regardless of whether it ends up with sex or not, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I feel like in my head, though, it's more so, maybe it's because I'm from the Midwest, but, like, I feel like I'm used to, like, the guy, like, making the plans or, like, doing stuff like that, and I need to get that out of my head because that's just not how the world works anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the guy should make the first move. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean? Make the first move?
When it comes to, like, hooking up.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
like, physically. Yeah. But I could say, like, let's hang out or let's do this or
totally.
Something.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And they give you come up with suggestions too.
Okay. So, like, hey, do you want to do this?
Yeah.
What do you think would be a good suggestion?
I love movies.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's also like you have like a purpose, and then like you also don't have to talk during the movie, and then after the movie, you have something to talk about.
That is a good point.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, is that not awkward if you're like, oh, I'm immediately not into it? And
well,
then
someone told me there's like this new thing, like a go date or something. I don't know. But like, there's like a pass where like you can get up and leave at any time if you're just uninterested and it's like no hard feelings.
Whoa, I've never heard of that.
I forget the term of it, but it's like this new thing here.
It's like an Irish exit, but like for a date.
Just like mid-movie, you get up and leave.
You're like, I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Literally. But like, you're just like, if you're just not feeling it, you just get up and go, and like both people are like, yeah, I'm down for that.
I feel like out of like mutual respect, you just like should see it through though, no?
Yeah, but that's where if you don't want to, like for you, if you're like, oh, I don't feel like the small talk.
Yeah, but I would just never put myself in that position.
Yeah, but then you're
like
closing yourself off.
Like, if I put myself in that position, I would just, like, try to, like...
Yeah, but if you meet on an app, like, sometimes it could be so good, and then you immediately meet in person, and you're like, oh, God, this is not it. So then you're screwed.
That's why I use apps.
But, like, I feel like you have to in LA.
Maybe. Again, I'm the wrong person to talk to.
Have you ever had any crazy dating stories?
Like,
That have happened to you? Because I have one.
Like, where I've gone on a date, and, like, some weird shit has happened? No.
One time... Back in New Jersey, this girl came over like late at night, and I was on Tinder, and my message to her was like, hey, she said, what's up? I said, do you want to come over? She said, sure. And like, this was just like, I had no intentions. And I was literally bored on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And that was all the extent of it. And as soon as I sent her my address, which was like the sixth message, I was like, fuck, what did I do? So then she's like on her way, and she comes over, she's walking up. She doesn't really look like her pictures.
Oh, God, I'm stressed out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's the fucking worst. Man.
We're at my parents' house. We're in the backyard.
Shut up.
And she's talking to me, and she's like, I have to tell you something. I'm like, what? And she's like, I have a girlfriend. I'm like, what? She's like, she doesn't know that I'm here right now. She thinks I'm at Walmart.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
Oh my God,
this girl's going to come over and like shoot me.
Walmart.
Fucking God, bro.
You know how stressed out about shit I get.
Wait, you're kidding.
I swear to God. It made me so paranoid.
How do I not know this story?
I don't like talking about things that really stress me out. But here I do.
Wait. Okay, so she
It's a more comfortable environment with TK.
Wait, so she told you that she told her girlfriend she was at Walmart.
Yeah.
And she was at your house.
She's a full-blown lesbian, and she hasn't been with a guy in, like, 4 years.
But she was interested in you?
Yeah.
Like, she wanted to hook up with you?
That night, I couldn't tell, but then a few nights later, she texted me, asked me to hang out again because she did want to hook up.
No way.
I'm not barking up that tree.
But did you like, think she was cute and stuff, or not really?
I mean, she was cute in her own way. She was cool.
Yeah.
It's just anything like that, like, scares the shit out of me.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I would freak out.
Freak the fork out.
Okay, I have to tell you my story.
Please.
So I go, I met with this guy on an app. He's super normal, like he has his shit together, really good job, whatever. And we meet and I'm like, okay, this is like fine. Not great, but like not bad. I'm like, okay, like I would maybe go on a second date. He like buys my drinks, we're doing all the things, we're having margaritas, whatever. And this is like, we're in third quarter of like our date. Like it's like fourth quarter's coming up. And he's like, we start talking about OnlyFans like we just did, like randomly. We're talking about OnlyFans. And in my head, I'm like, I have my Instagram attached to my dating app. And like, you can see my name. So I'm like, you obviously looked me up before you came here and I looked you up, right? Like, I feel like that's the normal thing to do. So I figured he knew like kind of what I did and whatever and saw my Instagram shit. So we're talking about OnlyFans. And he goes, yeah, like, it's so crazy, like, how much money influencers make, but they provide no value to the world.
Wow.
He, like, says this to me on the date, and I was like, really? Like that? I'm like, wait, what do you mean? And he's, like, going on and on and on. And I was like, oh, like, do you not know what I do? And I was like, I'm kind of in that industry. And he was like, oh, my God, like, I have my foot in my mouth. Like, I feel so horrible. Like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I've been really enjoying this. And he, like, asked me on a second date. He, like, texted me after and asked me on a second date and stuff. And I was like, know.
Yeah.
Is that not so awkward?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he sounds like he's jealous almost.
Yeah, I know. I was just weird. I was like, okay. Not that I was offended, but I was like, that's weird. I can't date you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you think that. Right?
Where were you guys?
What in place? Santa Monica. Yeah, we went and got like margaritas and yeah, it was weird.
That's
right?
Bananas.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's bananas.
And when you did your research on him and you thought he was fine?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, he's hot. He has a great job. Like,
I think you really have to curate your Instagram to like kind of show who you are if you're in the dating scene like that.
Yeah.
You got to show like you're fun, you're quirky, you have friends, you're like, you know, you do stuff.
No, I agree. I agree. And I feel like mine I think he was just dumb, honestly. He must have not looked me up.
Or he just overlooked it.
Yeah, I guess so.
A lot of people are dumb, I'm noticing lately.
Isn't that weird? Okay, let's play Fork, Marry, Kill. First one is pretty basic. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's Alicia and Remy's podcast.
Oh, okay.
Pretty basic, views, and impulsive. Fuck, Marry, Kill. Bless you.
Thank you. Let me think.
Do you know?
I like hearing his.
Okay.
You're just nervous to answer.
You know what's the best part about the shirt is just like Joe's skin tone is like so not yours. And so it like, it looks like a little pink.
Yeah, if you're listening, Ilya's wearing a shirt with my face replicated all over it.
Yeah.
And it's my face where I have a haircut.
And Joe's bright blue eyes.
Half of my face is shaved off and the other half has hair.
I have not listened to Pretty Basic.
So you're going to kill it? Rude.
Yeah.
Damn, you're going to...
Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
It's okay. I understand. If you haven't listened to it.
Fuck Impulsive and then Marry Views.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'll marry... What?
David's listening.
I'll marry
he is
Views.
Not listening.
I'll do the same as Ilya. Just kidding.
That's not a fair answer.
I don't know. Can I get the next question?
Oh my gosh, Joe.
This is too much pressure.
No, it's not.
Stop. I'm nervous.
Okay, I'm... Loki a hoe for Impulsive.
Really?
Yeah, I fuck with it hard.
So you'd marry them?
I think I'd marry them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would fork Pretty Basic and then I might kill Views.
Okay. That's fair.
But like Lightweights isn't in there, so.
It's a little messed up. Lightweights or Male Models is not in there. Sorry, I'll talk about Lightweights.
But that's just because I'm an active listener and then I produce Pretty Basic, you know?
Do you listen to every Impulsive episode?
Almost.
Wow.
I just think their dynamic is so great.
Really? Yeah, it is good.
And they talk about shit like I'm interested in.
I've never listened to it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you would love it.
I'll give it a shot. Who should I listen to?
Also, I feel like they're just business oriented and I like love business shit.
Do you actually, you don't listen to it?
I have, yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
I cannot believe you haven't listened to it.
Never.
That's crazy. Okay, next one. Trader Joe's, Air One, Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's, Mary. Fuck Erewhon.
Really?
Yeah. And I keep saying fuck. Fork.
No, Erewhon. It's okay. You can say.
I've said probably like 105 fucks.
I just say fork because I think it's funny.
And then kill. What was the third one?
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, yeah. Yeah. Trader Joe's is like my shit.
Trader Joe's is sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck with that.
Love it.
How about you?
I'll marry Erewhon.
Oh, wow.
Erewhon's.
You
honestly,
bougie bitch.
Well, because they have a really good like fresh cook section.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, buffalo cauliflower. Let's fucking go.
Oh my gosh. Also, they're like wraps or like their sushi.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh my God. You have to post me. It's so good.
I'll marry Whole Foods because I love their smoothies. And I'll kill Trader Joe's.
That's good. This is hard for me. I like live downtown and we have a Whole Foods downtown.
Oh.
So it's like I think I'm marrying Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
But if I lived in the Valley, I think I'd marry Trader Joe's.
Right.
So I'm marrying Whole Foods.
Holy shit. Have you tried Trader Joe's Dunkers?
No.
No?
Oh.
Wait, should we try them?
Do you have them here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right.
Bring out the Dunkers.
No, they're these long cookies that have a chocolate coating on the bottom.
Shut up.
Chocolate chip. It's they're so good. And they're dunked. They're called Dunkers because they're long enough for you to dip into milk. And like it's not round, so it's not like this weird fucking, you
Shut
can't get
up.
Into the cup. Yeah, it's fucking perfect. Yeah.
Wait, have you ever had the buffalo chicken dip from Trader Joe's?
No.
Oh my God, you have to try it.
Yeah,
heat it up in the microwave. It's so good.
Oh, hell yeah.
We should do a Trader Joe's mukbang.
I would love that.
Oh, that's cool, actually.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna marry Whole Foods. I'm gonna fork Erewhon and kill Trader Joe's, even though I'm sad to say it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, that's just my current status. Okay. Catch Alfred and Jones on Third.
Catch the seafood place?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never been. Actually, I have been.
I was thinking of like LA places.
Oh, I'll marry. I'm gonna marry Catch.
Same.
I like Catch. Fork Alfred's and kill Jones.
I'm doing that too.
Yeah.
Kill Alfred's.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck Catch and marry Jones.
Jones. Jones on Third, Chinese chicken salad.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good.
Everything there is insane.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. I love like a good lunch.
Mm-hmm. I've just been getting into the Mendo Cobb salad.
Shut up.
Really good.
Wait, have you had the, it's like their taco one or something.
Oh, Impossible Taco?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm not an Impossible dude.
No, I'm forgetting the actual name. I also get the Save Drake's there.
Mm.
Mendo one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the Not So Fried Chicken Sandwich?
Oh, incredible. It's the best.
Wait, so good. Wait, what did you call?
From Mendocino Farms, Mendo.
Oh, you said Mendo. I was like, what the fuck is Mendo?
Yeah. We call it Mendo. Do you guys not?
Yeah, I call it Mendo.
Mendo. Mm. It's like the cool thing.
Not So Fried is so good.
Mm-hmm. Not So Fried. So good. It's so good. Yeah. It's like, it makes me feel good about myself because I'm like, this isn't fried.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
No, it isn't. But it has a little crispies.
It does have the crispies.
Yeah. Okay, last few. Fryman, Runyon, or Griffith?
Oh my God.
For hikes.
Kill Runyon. Mary Fryman.
Yeah.
For Griffith.
Really?
Yeah, Fryman, Runyon is so overrated, and it's like impossible to park there. You like it. The vertical is too steep for your knees. I'm not a fan.
Here's the thing. The parking sucks ass, but I love once I'm like parked.
Mm.
Mary Runyon. Nope.
What?
Mary Runyon. Kill Fryman.
He's bougie. And why? Because I like it?
No, because it's not a hike, dude. It's literally a walk.
It's a hike.
I'm walking the whole time.
Oh my God.
There's no incline. It's no.
Yes, there is.
You're foolish.
Fuck that.
Play this clip for your business meetings.
And fuck Griffith.
Wow.
Oh.
Ooh.
Do you go to Griffith and hike?
No, but I'd rather fuck Griffith than whatever that is.
I'm marrying Fryman because of the convenience of the parking. And then I'm forking...
Not anymore. It got so busy.
I know. And then I... Probably because your stories.
I know. I blew
forking,
it up.
Runyon. Forking Runyon, and then I'm killing Griffith. But that's because I just don't go there, really. Okay. Have you done the hike behind the Hollywood sign?
Never. I want to go, though.
Do like a vlog.
By myself?
Yes.
Oh my God. I like the Santa Monica trails. They're really fun because you get the view of the ocean.
Yeah. I've done a few in Malibu, the two. They're sick.
Yeah. Hiking's like a workout that a lot of people do. I don't know if you know.
Have you ever heard of it?
You should check it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did Runyon so many times in 1 year that I was named King of the Hill on one of those like running apps.
Wait, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. I swear to God.
Where's the proof?
On my story from a year ago.
So do you run it?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I would love to get to that point.
Yeah, it took a while, for sure. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you go up the hard way and then down the easy way or vice versa?
Yeah, up the hard way and then down, just like, there's only one way down, I think.
Yeah. Well, have you ever parked at like the top and then you go up the different way?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I have done that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The parking just sucks.
Well, I have a motorcycle. All right, I had a motorcycle. So when I had the motorcycle, I always went, I park right up front at the gate. So it's like, boom,
wow.
Get off,
lucky.
Run it, get on, out. It's like no time wasted. It's really nice. Yeah.
Very impressive. Well, guys, thanks for coming on my pod. It was such a delight having you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We'll have to hang out in IRL.
IRL.
Do you want to shout out your podcast and like channels and stuff?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Go to listen to Lightweights, guys. It's my friend Joe and I that we have a podcast.
Actually love it. And I love the 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's perfect for an LA drive.
It's quick, for sure. Yeah. So go check it out.
Yeah. We have a YouTube. We have TikTok. We have Instagram. Go check us out everywhere.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Be sure to check out all of them and check out my YouTube channel and subscribe, rate, review, do all the things, and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.